Once you've made a decision to fund an annuity, have you ever wondered what happens from there? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in episode 67 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In the last episode, I shared a quote from Voltaire that goes, "When it's a question of money, everyone is of the same religion." And like I explained in episode 66, what he meant was by that wasn't that people should worship money, but that even people from very different cultures who have massive contradictions in their beliefs and their worldviews all tend to see money kind of the same. And that shared view is, this is my money, I worked for it, and I want to get the most value possible if I exchange it for something, and I want to protect it from being lost or stolen. Now, I talk with a lot of people, and I help a lot of people fund annuities to help serve a very specific purpose for their money. However, I meet very few of them in person. Like 99% of my clients I have never met in person. But when I'm at a point with someone that, you know, we've had several discussions about their situation, and we verified, okay, Marty knows what he's talking about, and yes, we know he's getting us the best deal per third-party financial software. What I found is that there's still some mental gymnastics that they have to perform before they're really comfortable pulling the trigger on the deal. Because again, I deal with people mainly who are retiring or have retired, and they're at a point in their life where they have this big pile of money and they have no idea how to make it last, but it's also all they have to survive on for the rest of their lives. Of course, they're going to have some reservations about making a decision like this. But mainly, one of the concerns is, what it comes down to is, what's going to happen from here? Because again, I meet very few people in person, and one of their biggest concerns is, okay, is this guy going to rip me off somehow? And I also think people want to know, is Marty somehow going to have access to my money and change anything without my knowing? And the answer is no. I will never have access to my client's money, and I can never change anything without their permission. So let's walk through this process of what happens when we go to fund your annuity. And it doesn't matter if it's a MIGA, a fixed indexed annuity, or an income annuity, the process is the same for all of them. So step one, we submit an application. Nothing happens until an application has been filled out, signed, and submitted to the annuity company. Now, the application does not obligate you to anything, but it does get you into the system, it gets the ball rolling, and it gets you a policy number assigned to your name, and it starts the suitability process. However, I've had people say, well, I want to talk to the annuity company before I do the application. Here's the problem. They're wanting to verify everything that I told them about the annuity, which is totally fine. I get that. But there is no one to talk to at the annuity company until you have an application submitted and a policy number assigned to your name. Once that part has happened, you can call them as many times as you want. But we must do the application first. And the way we complete the app is online. I personally like to do a Zoom call so that way you can see my screen and verify the information as I'm filling it out. Once we finish up the application, okay, you will receive a password-protected email asking you to verify all the information, which that'll be your chance to actually read through the entire applications, make sure all the information has been inputted correctly, and then complete an e-signature, just like you would do with like DocuSigns or something. Then, once you click through the buttons, complete your signature process, that email comes back to me for final review, and at that point, it gets uploaded into the annuity company's encrypted website. Then it begins processing, and once it clears suitability, they will let me know that they are ready for your funding. And depending on the type of money we're using will depend on the funding process. Now, if it's non-qualified money, meaning money you've already paid taxes on in a checking account or a brokerage account, basically anything that's not in an IRA or a 401 or a TSP, if it's non-qualified money, then you would either complete a wire transfer to the company Or you could mail them a personal check or a cashier's check. You would mail it directly to them, made out to them. So keep in mind that money never passes through my hands. And if there's ever an advisor that tells you to send the money directly to them, by the way, you need to hang up the phone or run out of the office. That's not a thing. Okay. Now, if it's money that is coming from an IRA or a 401 or even another annuity that you currently own, we will have filled out a transfer form. What that does is it allows the annuity company to request the money directly from the current institution that is holding the money, and then it gets sent directly back to them. So again, no money hits my hands, but even more importantly in this scenario, no money hits your hands either, because there's something called a direct rollover, which means whoever is currently holding your money in an IRA or a 401, if they send you that money, you have 60 days to get it to the next institution, or it could cause a taxable event on the entire amount. We do not want that to happen. Too many things can happen in the mail. Life happens, you get sick, God forbid you go in the hospital. So we want to complete a form that will initiate a direct transfer from custodian to custodian. That way, all that stuff that could happen is completely taken out of our hands. Now, if we are doing a direct transfer, this is what I call the hurry up and wait stage of the game. Because depending on who is currently holding the money, really just depends on how fast they process the transfer request and get the money out the door to the annuity company. But after that money has been received by the annuity company that we have chosen, then we move into policy issue. Okay. So they will actually issue the policy. They will let us know. At that point, you should be, well, within 24 to 48 hours, you should be able to set up your online portal for that company, and then you can see everything that's going on in there. But they will actually mail paper copies of the entire policy and the application and illustrations. They will mail that to me first. There's a couple of signatures that I have to do, and then I will mail it to you for you to hold on to for your records. And there will also be something called a delivery receipt in there that you have to sign, mail back to the annuity company. It's just an acknowledgement that you received the hard copy of the paperwork. And then depending on the type of annuity and what we were using it for, the fifth step in this process would be benefit activation. So we can either turn on the monthly income or start the monthly interest withdrawals. Another thing to take note of is once you receive your policy in the mail from me, the day you get it, and I send it with a tracking number so I always know where it is and I know the date that it got delivered, the day that you receive it starts the clock on your free look period. Most states have a 30-day free look period for you to review the policy and to decide if you've changed your mind at all. Okay. Now, some companies say we give you 15 days or 10 days or 21 days. Whatever your individual state says trumps whatever the insurance company says. Okay, that's a Department of Insurance rule. If your state says 30 days, but the company says 15 days, it's 30 days. Now, if we are at the point that I am actually mailing you a physical copy of the policy, of course, you have every right to change your mind. But I have never had that happen, ever. Because if we have gone through all this trouble by this point, you already know me, you know the recommendation is good, you know the company is good, and you know that the purpose of the money is going to come through at the appointed time that we plan for. So after the 30-day look period, and now the policy is 100% in force, it is yours, then depending on why we put the policy in play, could set into motion some benefit activation. And whether that's a lifetime income or if we're just going to do some systematic withdrawals from your annuity. If we're deferring your income down the road, okay, all good. Everything's on autopilot until that point. You are ready to start receiving your benefits. And in the meantime, while you're waiting for your benefits to be activated, you can always call me. You can always call the annuity company directly. And of course, if you're not a client of mine, call your servicing agent. But there will always be a phone number that you can call if you have any questions or if you're not comfortable setting up your own online portal. So everyone, I hope that clarifies what the process is when you finally decide to fund your annuity and your safe money strategy. Now, if you have questions about your personal situation and we have not talked, you can always book a time to get your questions answered by going to atlasannuity.com or by clicking the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page of my website. And if you're still curious about annuities, I highly recommend watching my 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement series, which again could be found at atlasannuity.com. Everyone, I want to thank you for your time. If you're finding this information helpful, by the way, please subscribe and like the podcast and the YouTube channel. Share it with somebody that you think might find it helpful. And again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 67 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.